Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Yes, I'm Sean Sarkissian, the founder and CEO of Cortex MCP. And basically, we're a company creating a brand new whole new payment method we've created. Also, really an offers component that derives from that payment method, as well as an identification and credential storage piece to carry driver's licenses, other digital IDs, and really make your phone a wallet and be able to leave the leather at home, essentially. So that, all of those pieces that we have.
I think you had the winning comment on EMV today on the panel. Everybody's talking about the future of EMV, and you're like...
I think I called EMV a swear word. I think the problem with EMV, I think it's solving one granular piece of fraud, right? You're solving essentially counterfeit fraud, creating one fake credit card. But the underlying payment mechanism is still that 16-digit number. So it's a bit of bubblegum and duct tape around what is the underlying method that's really not that secure to begin with. People don't, EMV cards will still have MAC stripes on them, so people can still swipe a MAC stripe, the data can still get compromised, and you can't exactly go force every retailer overnight to adopt EMV. So it may be something that makes politicians feel good, and in the end, unless Visa flat out requires, or whoever the card networks require EMV to be the only way that you authenticate, then the fraud may move to another form factor, which is online. So it's kind of like water. It goes to wherever is the easiest source. And so to really say that EMV is going to be what we use, I think it's just an incorrect approach. You really have to kind of think about it from the ground up. How do we actually take all of this payment data, move it farther back, and replace it with something that's totally different, right? Not something that's 20 years old. So that's a bit of, I think, our commentary, and mobile really takes the EMV argument and throws it out the window. So that's why we sort of take the stance on EMV we do.
Back to the 20-year-old system, and everybody pays with their phone. So how does this help?
It's back to the future, basically, is really what it is, and it's just not an effective use.
A lot of what I cover, actually, about security is a lot of bubblegum and duct tape. So it's
exactly. Hackers
do something, and then it's how much bubblegum and duct tape can we get together to stop this iteration?
That's correct. And I think that whenever we think about a new payment method, there's always that pendulum between security and usability, right? We could give a DNA sample every point of sale, right? But the gears of commerce are going to come grinding to a halt. Nothing will ever get done. But on the flip side, we can have a very loosey-goosey payment system where I walk in and go, oh, it looks like a picture. It looks like you. Here's your cup of coffee. And that might work in a vacuum in downtown San Francisco and try doing it at Macy's at Christmas time, right? It's not going to happen. So I think that you have to create something that has a lot of security elements to it, but also is portable, reusable, right? It doesn't have a lot of friction for use. It can be used with existing payment technologies, so whether they're existing point of sales, existing rails, and so on and so forth. So I think that is really the panacea to create something like that. We've really been very focused on creating what we feel is that, right? And also be able to partner, I think for young companies like us, I could go out and get every merchant and every consumer on board. I'd have to raise $5 billion, right, to go and sail and get that done. I think younger companies need to look to partner with larger companies and bring these technologies to market, and that's how it's really going to get solved, right? And that's the whole purpose of this conference. So.
And I'll let you go after this one last question, which is, all right, so you are a young company, and it's a big ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly.
So how are you building something that's more solid? You know, we're using stone and mortar.
Exactly. I think that the main thing is that we are people that have been in the payment space a long time. Just because we're a young company, it doesn't mean we're young people, right?
You look very young.
Yeah,
young.
The receding hairline, I'm giving it away here. I think that this is one market where the big companies have looked at saying we have to now look for innovation to these smaller companies. So we're not out there actually fighting with the big companies. We're trying to actually collaborate. And so for a small company, you have to sort of take that approach as opposed to me saying I'm going to go replace Visa overnight. Very difficult. So I think that as a young company, we're going out and we use the wall of war analogy. We're not really trying to go win the war. We're trying to build the best nuclear bomb and let somebody else go win, right? And that's what an effective young company can do in the payment space, to be an enabler, to really see their technology. If they really want, if the only point was not a financial reward, it was to see your technology get recognized and implemented, the only way you're going to do that is by partnering with existing conduits to really push it out there quickly. And so that's why at least we feel pretty bullish that we're doing that effectively. And as a young company, hopefully we'll be successful. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Thank you very much.